Well, the Republican hopefuls for president went toe-to-toe again in another debate last night. Frontrunner Mitt Romney faced a bunch of attacks on his record as governor, his views on super PACs, and his time leading a venture capital firm. Joining us live now, WTOP's political analyst Mark Plotkin from South Carolina. How did Romney do, Mark?
Well, Bruce and Mike, I felt that he was a bit, can we quote the Iron Lady, wobbly. In all the other debates, he was self-assured, above the fray. I think they got to him last night, and he's due a less than superior or terrific performance, especially on the income tax. I don't know if you mentioned that. When will you reveal your income tax? And he said probably in April. So overall, it was sort of a C-minus for Romney.
What about the others who are finding the debate last night and the one coming up Thursday night, Mark, to be critical for them if they are to, you know, have a better showing in South Carolina than polls now indicate?
Yeah, Mike, they have to cut through. One wants to be between Santorum, Perry, and Gingrich wants to be the alternative. And it seems to me that from the people that I talked to last night, Santorum is the one who's best poised to make that discussion. Perry was on the extreme, you know, on the stage, and I think not that his philosophy is extreme, but that's how he's taken in terms of consideration. And Gingrich has just really alienated people by the ferocity of his attacks on Romney. There's no party registration in South Carolina. Anybody can vote. About 60% of the vote last time was evangelical. But Santorum seems to be positioned the best to get conservative votes and to project himself as the conservative alternative.
Is Ron Paul going to be able to do anything Thursday night?
Ron Paul is progressively more cranky and different, and maybe that's his allure to a lot of people. He always has the most people at these debates in terms of, you know, on the side and committed and very very enthusiastic. And he said in the New York Times yesterday he's going to the convention. He has delegates that he wants to leverage, so they better come to terms with him and have some sort of plan. They aren't going to nominate him, but they're going to have to include him and his followers in convention planning. I asked Romney's guy, well, what are you going to do about Romney? He said, about Paul. He said, well, let us win the nomination. We're not doing any pre-convention planning. And I said, well, you better start.
Were you able to influence anyone on an issue close to you, D.C. voting rights?
You know, I know I'm monomaniacal about this, but, God, if you can't do it at a presidential campaign, it's interesting, Mike. Every single staff person in the spin room says, oh, it's never come up. I've never thought of it. I'll talk to them about it. These are the same people that said that to me in New Hampshire. And by the time they got to South Carolina, they haven't talked to them. There was a great discussion about felons' voting rights. I said, well, how about the people who aren't felons who live in the district who have no voting rights? And I can't seem to get their attention, but you know I'll be redundant about this subject.
All right, WTOP's political analyst Mark Plotkin in South Carolina.